Well, then let's play the first song of the day. What do we got, Weather Girl Jenny, for the first song of the day?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I wanted to play a song that gives off Friday vibes, so I went with a little Destiny's Child, Jumpin' Jumpin'.
Let's do it on KDWB. This is all brought to you by Squeezed.com. Friday morning, KDWB, first song of the day, brought to you by Squeezed.com. So this kid in Stillwater, by the way, got himself a Channel 5's website. An ambitious Stillwater boy got himself into a bit of trouble Sunday.
Oh, no.
After taking his family's van to pick up some cereal while mom and dad are sleeping.
Well, that's, you know,
adventurous. Stillwater police said an officer was on a routine patrol at 9:38 p.m. when he saw a tan Chrysler minivan heading south on 2nd Street toward Mulberry. The officer turned to drive past the van after seeing it stop in the middle of the street and saw a 10-year-old boy sitting in the driver's seat. Yes, that's right.
Oh, no.
A 10-year-old boy. Now, the officer turned around, turned on the lights. The van continued southward, blowing through a stop sign before turning right onto Chestnut Street and then right onto 3rd Street. This is an excellent police report.
Truly detailed.
The van then rapidly accelerated, going around 50 miles per hour. 50 miles per hour, according to the officer, who discontinued his pursuit for safety reasons but continued tracking the van.
Okay.
Eventually, the van went through an intersection in reverse. Yes,
what?
In reverse.
How did that even happen?
And went up an embankment into the front yard of a residence over there on 3rd Street.
Over there on 3rd Street.
According to the Johnsons. Well, I made that part
up. I was going
to say. The officer then pulled in front of the van and blocked it with a squad car.
Okay.
The officer then told the boy, unlock the van, promptly put him in the back seat of a squad car. That's when the boy told the officer his dad wanted him to have cereal before going to school in the morning. So he sent the boy to buy Cheerios at the store. The officer, thinking it was unusual, asked the boy if his father was intoxicated. The boy confirmed that was to be the case. Yes.
Yep, there you go.
However, when the officer took the boy home, the officer found the boy's parents had been asleep and there was no signs of intoxication. Mm-hmm. The boy then admitted he just went home. He had just left in the van without his parents' knowledge and to go to the store. The parents reported some minor damage to the side of the van, but no injuries were reported. According to next-door neighbor Claudia Jacobson.
Okay.
Claudia.
No.
That was her quote.
Okay.
I
love the fact that the kid that's like literally was like, yeah, my dad's a drunk. Like basically trying to, like, he knew he did something wrong and then further just trying to sabotage his dad by being like, he was drunk again. You know, what do you want me to do? I had to eat.
This is an evil kid. This is an evil kid because not only you got to figure this ain't the first time he's done stuff like this. He's not a good driver, not in any way a good driver.
I didn't know.
But somebody knew, but you wonder, then he lied so easily to the cops instead of going, I'm sorry. I would have cried a little 10-year-old eyes out. Marjorie Olson, who lived across the street at 775 Chestnut, was also heard to say, Marjorie Olson had a quote, thanks to Channel 5, because I lifted that story right from their website.
For word, really.
Yeah, so always give credit. It is Friday morning, the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show on KDWB. We just heard that Prince Philip died.
Yeah,
Prince Philip,
so
the Queen's husband, he was 99 years old. I guess he'd been in a hospital for a month for a heart problem, something like that. I mean, he's 99 years old.
I heard he was released at some point, though, so I thought he was maybe kind of on the mend, but so sad.
Yeah, it's possible. But anyway, I thought I would pass that along to you. We have better news coming up. We have War of the Roses coming up. I found out something about Weather Girl Jenny that I was super impressed by. Usually we find things out about each other.
Yeah.
And we go, oh, I can't wait to tell Fallon about Jenny's blah, blah, blah. Or I can't wait to tell Jenny and Tina about Fallon's dirty blah, blah, blah. This was a good thing. And I was like, what? I don't know if you know this. You'll probably say that you did, but I don't think that I knew this.
Okay.
Jenny is an expert jump roper.
Oh.
Jenny is, she was, I saw her on Instagram last night. I've never seen you jump rope before.
Mm-hmm. You have, you just forgot.
I totally never saw her jump like this. This was like jump rope competitive stuff.
Well, we used to do intern Olympics here, and Jenny entered the intern competition. Interns got talent. As an intern with jump roping. So we have seen it before.
I don't remember.
I know, that's fine.
I don't think I did very well in that video, though, because I basically had one chance to prove myself, and I think I screwed up right away. So then you guys were like, she's not actually that good, and then you asked me.
I was impressed, but I think it's because I can't do any form of jump roping.
No, I can't even do just basic. So watch Jenny's Instagram, Jenny KDWB. And it's like, and you didn't even feel good yesterday and you went to do this.
Yeah, I needed to move my body. So I attempted to do something that I enjoyed and I do enjoy jumping rope. So that's what I went with.
That was very cool.
It's so good.
That's awesome. Jenny's like, I told you this before. I used to be on the Traveling Wizards jump rope team.
Yep.
And I said, What you were the Wizards? What is it?
The Wizards, yeah.
The Wizards jump rope team, which sounds like crazy. I've never heard of that before.
How you haven't remembered Jenny was a competitive jump roper?
No, and I even if I did remember it, I thought she was the girl that got Gatorade and cleaned the ropes.
Yeah,
Jenny, the ropes are sweaty. Take them home and wash them, and get some Gatorade.
God.
The latest in entertainment, lifestyle, and flat-out gossip. Dave's Dirt on 101.3 KDWB.
All right, this is... Brought to you by Arthur's Jewelers.
Okay. Isn't the entire reason that TV exists because everybody hates reading? So we don't want to read, so we're going to watch Bridgerton because reading is like, you know, for nerds and smart people.
What?
Anyway, I'm kidding. Believe it or not, according to a new survey, 1 out of 3 people say they usually keep the subtitles on when watching TV. And not to translate, like people who speak English keep on English subtitles because they like them on. 57% of people say they usually watch TV with them off. The whole subtitles thing definitely seems like a younger phenomenon. 50% of people under 24 like subtitles, so it's not an old person thing. And so do 46% of people between 25 and 34. The older you are, the less likely you are to use subtitles. I started using them a few years ago because I've worked around audio and radio and a lot of noise for my entire life since I was 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So my hearing is fine, but I would watch TV and I'd be like, they don't have the voices up loud enough. I can't hear what the voices are saying. And Susan would kind of agree, but we eventually put the subtitles on 10-ish years ago and we've never gone back. So whenever I watch anything, I put the subtitles on.
Well, there's something I've noticed about like almost all TV shows or movies where the music is so much louder than the actual like talking. And it's so annoying because you're like, whoa, it's too loud. And you turn it down and then they talk. And you're like, what'd they say? We don't do subtitles, but I get it because one of the top things I heard about like from, you know, people with social media is so many people are watching videos and things silently. Because they'll be watching them at work, or they'll be watching them during a meeting, or they're it's somewhere where they can't have audio. So it's so important to put subtitles on videos when you make them, or on social media for people. So I'm not surprised that young people are doing it. I think it's because they're multitasking.
That probably is true. This is sad. Another shooting, and it's just awful. A former NFL cornerback, Philip Adams, shot and killed 5 people at a home in South Carolina before he took his own life. No word yet on the motive, but one of the victims was a doctor who had been treating his father. He shot the doctor, who was probably 70-ish years old, the doctor's wife, and then 2 grandkids who were like 7 and 9 years old.
Oh, my God.
They're not sure why, what the motive is, but the father of the shooter said basically the football destroyed the kid's brain, and he was 32 years old. He was never a standout player in the NFL. He's one of those people who got drafted and would get cut every couple of years, made the practice squad, and it's horrible. God. Hey, here, better news in from the sports world. Twins won yesterday.
Oh, good.
Twins were back in action yesterday, and the Twin Cities Marathon sign-up started yesterday. I was thinking about doing the marathon. I'm not really sure. And also, there's a Prince album that they recorded in 2010, they're going to release this summer.
Okay.
So he recorded so much stuff that was never released. So whoever is running the estate is releasing a Prince album coming up this summer.
Yeah, there's a lot of royal family news. Prince Philip passed away. We kind of mentioned that earlier, but if you missed that, he was 99 years old. And we knew he was in poor health, but he did pass away, I think, like, either last night or this morning sometime. And speaking of the royal family, Prince Harry is the one that's called 911 9 times in 9 months since they moved to their house in Montecito. Basically, the calls have ranged from phone requests, alarm activations, property crimes. For instance, on Christmas Eve, police were called after a man allegedly trespassed on their property. So they pay a ton of money for security, understandably so, because as Meghan Markle said, especially her husband, gets quite a few death threats pretty regularly, which is really terrifying. Also, friends and family, I guess, are concerned for Miley Cyrus. They're saying, of course, it's one of those Page Six National Enquirer photos with like drugs everywhere. And the big headline is drug den. And they're saying like when she was with Cody Simpson, which she did admit she like got completely clean. She wasn't even smoking weed. But they're saying like at her anniversary, which was like her, you know, party Montana, all of her old habits came sneaking back. She constantly has like this party gathering group of friends that are now hanging out at her house, partying. They said she likes to hang out with a wild bunch because it lets her be wild. And her friends and family are afraid she's going down like old paths again. Hopefully that's not true, but that's just the rumor. And then this is interesting. A day after revealing the excessive speed that caused Tiger Woods' crash in an SUV, there was more evidence. Of course, TMZ obtained the copy of the LA County Sheriff's report, which stated that in the front pocket of a backpack, an empty plastic pharmaceutical container had no label, and there was no indication as to what, if anything, had even been inside. But of course, they're speculating that he had a bottle, like a pharmaceutical bottle in
his
bag.
Well, it only makes sense. I mean, the guy's had surgery after surgery and injury and pain after injury and pain. So I would not be surprised. Like, look at Prince. Look at Michael Jackson. Those two both had injuries and pain.
Yeah.
And then they got addicted to drugs. So is Tiger Woods on drugs? Could that explain? I mean, it sure could.
It could.
You know, absolutely. And that is going to do it for The Dirt on KDWB, the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. Coming up, we got a lot of things. First of all, we got rain. Weather girl Jenny says it's going to rain till tomorrow. They're going to be cloudy. It's going to be nice on Sunday, so get ready to get outside on Sunday. But until then, here's the thing. Two sides to every day. They went up to her family cabin, and they had a great time. And it wasn't their first date. They'd been a couple for a month or so. And then ever since then, she's not been speaking to him. So he wants to find out why she's not speaking to him. We'll find out on Two Sides to Every Date coming up on KWB. Rainy Friday. That's all right. We're in a good mood because it's Friday.
Yes,
I was in a bad
are.
Mood for a moment last night because
what happened?
I have a dog, Josie.
Yeah.
And Josie is my buddy. And mm-hmm. Josie's always so happy to see me. And she follows me around the house like we're just so close now.
Yeah.
Last night, I am literally texting you and Jenny. Mm-hmm. You might have seen the text.
I did.
Literally at the moment, I hear the. I'm not going to make the noise because it's disgusting.
Yep.
But you know the dog. The noise they make when they're on the carpet. They never make it on the tile or the hardwood. They always make the noise on the carpet. And I look over and sure enough, not only the noise, but the resulting mess on the carpet.
I'm not sorry. It's the worst.
And it's like, ugh. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And like, there's no way I can leave this for Susan. I would not do that for her.
Yeah.
So then I spent the next 15 minutes trying to clean. So that was part of my night last night.
Oh gosh.
And so love her anyway. Love her anyway.
You know that I found a new, you know how you and I used to be big spot shot people?
Yeah, spot shot sucks because it clogs up after three squirts.
So I found a new one that's really great. I'm going to recommend it to you. It's called Folex. Have you heard of it?
No, never heard of it, but we use something we got too. So it's like the pee and poop and urine and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah, this is like the master stain remover. And I found it on like a friend.
F-O-L-E-X?
Yeah, I found it online. Or if my friend recommended it and I ordered it on like Amazon.
Yeah, Spot Shot used to be really good, but it's conspiracy. It would clog up after about three uses, and then you would have a full bottle of a full can of Spot Shot, and then it would not spray anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Spot Shot people are getting rich off of this until now because everybody knows don't buy Spot Shot anymore.
I never even see it.
I don't really. I hope it's gone away forever.
Yeah, it feels like it because I don't see it. Every time I go to Target, it doesn't exist.
Let me ask Brian. Brian, you use Spot Shot or use some sort of other pet stain remover? Brian, your opinion. I need your opinion on pet stain removers. Brian, what have you got? Yeah, you, Brian. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Hold on 1 second. Oh, we got to push this button. What do you think, Brian?
Hey, what's up? I'm sorry, I didn't know you were going to ask me about spot cleaner.
What do you think? I mean, what is your recommendation for spot removers?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I have like a lemon thing.
So you squeeze a freaking lemon? You know, Brian, you know what? You could have done better than this. Okay, never mind. Brian is not calling for that at all. Brian is here for something entirely different besides pet stains. Let's do Two Sides to Every Date.
The Dave Ryan Show's Two Sides to Every Date.
All right, let's talk to Brian right now. Brian, we do this bit every Friday, and you've heard us do it before. That's why you're on the phone. This is not a first date. Usually when we do this, it's somebody who went on a first date and something went wrong and now they're not speaking. This is somebody who you've been seeing for like a month or so, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's probably going on 2.5.
Okay. So what happened anyway? Everything's going good. And then what happens?
Well, I met her family. We went to the family cabin in Brainerd last weekend. I don't know if I didn't make a good impression, but since returning back last Tuesday, she just hasn't been herself, and it's just been cold. Mm. It's been a cold, cold spring.
Now, you don't take this the wrong way, but you sound like the guy who might not always be aware of like how funny you are. You know what I mean? Like you might have made some sort of offensive joke, and you're kind of a happy-go-lucky kind of a guy, and maybe she took it too seriously, or you were embarrassing because you made too many fart jokes around her little sister or something like that. Do you have any idea what you might have done at the family cabin weekend meeting her family that made her go, oh, I'm not sure about Brian? You got to have some sort of a theory.
I don't know, and that's, I guess, why I'm so curious about what's going on. Like, to me, it feels like this is the beginning of her dumping me, or there's just, like, someone else that she might be a little bit interested in, so it's just, like, seeing what I'll do.
I have a guess.
What is your guess?
Well, people, I know this, like, most people's cabins don't have regular plumbing, and so they'll put, like, a sign, like, don't put your toilet paper in the toilet. Did you clog?
Don't put your toilet paper in the toilet?
Yeah.
I've never been to a cabin that janky.
Like, where you're not supposed to, like, put stuff in the toilet.
Well, toilet paper,
other than your bodily functions. So, did you clog the cabin toilet and then try to blame it on someone else?
No, this is a really nice cabin. It was
okay,
I don't know what kind of cabins you're in where you can't put toilet paper in the toilet.
It's very common,
It is not common at all.
Oh, sorry, fancy guys.
And so it's not that, but you think that it might be something like, I don't think she's going to dump you. Here's why. If she was going to dump you, you would have not been invited to the family cabin weekend. Mm. So I don't think that's it. Here's the good news, Brian. When we come back, I want you to have a pet stain solution for us, number one. Number two, I'm kidding. Number two, we're going to have, it's Mallory, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have Mallory on the phone. She's agreed to talk to us. Oh, she hasn't talked. You guys haven't really spoken all week, but we'll talk to Mallory coming up in a second and find out what happened at the cabin, if that's what it was, that, or maybe she really is just like, you know, kind of like mentally done. I don't know. We'll find out from Mallory next on KDWB.
Dave Ryan shows two sides to every date.
We're on the phone with Brian. Brian had a bad, well, you had a good weekend at the cabin. You thought, right, Brian?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Okay, so he's been dating this girl named Mallory, couple of months, 3 months in, whatever. Now it's time to go to the cabin to go up by Brainerd, spend the family cabin weekend. Yeah. And by the way, you must have been right, because people say there are toilets where you can't throw toilet paper down them in the cabin. I've never heard of in my life, if you can throw poo down a toilet, why can't you throw toilet paper down a toilet?
It's the same reason you can't throw feminine products down toilets.
Well, they clog, yeah.
Well, yeah, it's the same as toilet paper. As I told you this, when we had our plumbing issue in our last house, the guy was like, it's organic. So I was like, what does that mean? He's like, stop using Charmin. It's too thick. Get different toilet paper.
Okay.
Like,
let's not dwell on
that too much. Like, yeah, good idea.
So what we did, Brian, is we got a hold of your girlfriend, Mallory, who's not really spoken to you since the return to the cabin. And your speculation was maybe she was seeing somebody else, or maybe she's trying to figure out how to dump you. I said, I don't think that's the case, because she probably wouldn't take you to the cabin to meet her parents if she's planning on dumping you the next weekend. But something's going on. And here to help us get to the bottom of it is Mallory, whose voice you haven't heard since. When's the last time you talked to Brian, Mallory? Do you remember the last time you really talked?
It was like early Monday.
Okay, so you know exactly what's going on. So when we called her, it was almost like Mallory kind of expected this call. Even though I know you listen to KWB, and I appreciate that, when you've heard us do Two Sides to Every Date before. You guys have been dating for a while. You spent the family cabin, meet mom and dad, meet the sisters and brothers and cousins, that type of thing, weekend. Everything seemed to go well, but it was something that happened at the cabin, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. I talked to my mom Monday afternoon, and she actually thought that Brian was being really rude. And, you know, so that kind of made me feel a little weird.
What did Brian do that your mom pointed out? Brian, are you ready for this bomb?
Oh, God.
No. What?
Apparently, mom thought you were being rude, and you're about to hear why. Because you know what? I knew it. I could sense it. Brian is kind of a happy-go-lucky, funny kind of a guy who will moon somebody just to get a laugh. Who did you moon, Brian?
I would legit. It must have been her mom.
Okay, Mallory, go ahead. What did your mom say?
Well, we love to do puzzles up at the cabin. And so we were doing this 1,000-piece puzzle. It's a really nice puzzle. It has, like, horses and field. And me, it was me, Brian, of course, my mom, and my sister. And he just kept, like, doing weird stuff, like hogging the box lid, which has the picture on it. And then he was, like, trying to shove pieces together that don't fit together, which is, like, a huge jigsaw puzzle no-no. And then he just was, like, leaning over the puzzle, and you have to have, like, a lot of light to see all the intricate parts and details, and so we couldn't see it. And then he just was like, oh, this is stupid. This is a stupid puzzle anyway. And we were asking him to stop, and he wanted to do, I think another puzzle we had was, like, a New York City skyline.
I can't believe I would have, this is the most odd, weird thing. You guys either take your puzzles really seriously, or Brian was drunk. Was Brian drunk, or what happened with this? Mal?
I think he was drunk. Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. Mallory, what was he drunk?
I don't think he was drunk. I just think he wasn't as into it as us. He was like, oh, it was just so much green from the field. We're never going to finish this. And
so there's too much green?
Let me ask Brian now. I feel like I'm doing the people's court from yesterday. I got two sides here. Brian, you weren't drunk, but were you a jerk during the puzzle process?
I thought I was being, like, I was having fun with something that's not that fun. Does that make sense? I was, like, just being like, whoa, oh, this is stupid anyways. Like, that kind of thing.
Oh.
Like,
okay.
Make this, it's, you know, it's a lot of just, like, pushing things together that don't work.
Well, they don't. Shouldn't have to force them together.
Yeah.
Did you hog the puzzle lid? Because that is key. And if Mallory says you're hogging the puzzle lid, everybody needs the puzzle lid. You know this, right?
Yeah. I thought that was, like, part of the, like, my. I did not see that what I was doing was rude. I just thought I was trying to be entertaining.
He almost said that's part of my charm. You almost said you stopped yourself.
No, I get it. No,
part of your charm is, like, making it impossible for them to complete the puzzle that was bringing them joy. So you're like, oh, look at me. I took this puzzle.
Are you just really competitive? I mean, are you, like, just, was this a contest to you, Brian?
Like, in the beginning, yes. Then it became harder. And then I realized that it was going to be very time consuming. And then it became boring.
All right.
What do you think, Mallory? Does that all sound right?
Puzzles are not a competition. They're teamwork. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be relaxing. We have a little chat while we're doing it, passing the puzzle lid around, sharing it. But, yeah, he just made it difficult. And
Mallory, I'm gonna say you're both guilty here, because, Mallory, you know that Brian is a clown. You know that Brian, he sounds like the kind of guy who would, if he came to your house, he'd be like, watch this, I'm going to give Bobby an upper decker, which means he's going to poop in the upper decker, but the tank part of your toilet. So he's a clown. At the same time, Brian, you got to know your audience. If it's mom and sister and you're on cabin weekend, you got to know your audience. Mallory, do you want to talk to Brian again? Because we're running short on time, and we kind of need to know whether this is going to go anywhere or not. Do you want to talk to him again, or are you done after puzzle weekend?
I just don't know. I need him to know his audience, just like you said. Like, that was so off-putting for my mom, especially. Okay.
That's what I understand. Like, if the mom was, like, annoyed, then, like, I understand why she's kind of like, all right, is this someone I can regularly bring around my family into the cabin, or are they going to be ridiculous all the time?
I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think that Brian, if he has any sensibility or social skills at all, he's going to know, like, okay, maybe next time.
Yep.
I should maybe apologize to mom, and maybe next time I'm invited anywhere to be a little more civil.
Maybe.
Brian, are you cool with that?
I can easily do that. I also cannot do puzzles. I can go do something else.
That's probably a good idea. Yeah, you guys, Mallory, thanks for being on. I'll let you guys call each other if you want to and chat and work this out, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you, Mallory. Thank you, Brian. It's KDWB, two sides to every date. If you ever want to do one, then send us a text or send an email to ryanshow@kdwb.com.
That was more like a people's court for sure. I feel like she's, like, a little bit more serious than him. Someone said, Not very exciting for someone who went to a cabin. You expect more fun than working on a puzzle. You can do that at home.
It might have been raining outside,
well,
though.
Yeah, and also cabins, I mean, it's not all boating all the time. You got to, like, entertain yourself. And the only cabins I've been to, like, oh, actually, my friend, she has a cabin. And they didn't even have, like, TV. You had to watch VHS tapes or play board games. It's the only entertainment they had.
Every cabin puzzle is missing a piece, too. That's another thing. And I don't have a lot of cabin experience, but every cabin puzzle is missing a piece. We'll be back in a second. I have two embarrassing moments. So Hunter Biden, there's a photo released of him carousing with two prostitutes.
Oh, okay.
And they are both like, you know, they're all on a bed, but that's not even the funny part. The funniest part is, do you know what Squirtle is, Squirtle?
I don't know.
Squirtle is a Pokemon character. And on the background of this, in the bedroom, there's the two prostitutes, Hunter Biden laying on the bed. There's a little toy poodle on the bed. But in the background on a nightstand is probably about a 2 foot high stuffed Squirtle from Pokemon.
Oh my
gosh. I don't know how this came to be, but Hunter Biden apparently says that when he was on the cocaine, it was hard to keep his pants on, which I've never been on cocaine before, but I'm going to guess maybe your pants just slip right off here or something. I'm not really sure.
Poor Squirtle. He didn't ask for that.
Here's the other embarrassing moment that kind of came to me. So the family was out at my house a week ago Friday for, like, you know, pulled pork and sloppy joes. And that was where I met my niece for the first time. And I don't know why I had this flashback. My brain might have blocked it out. There were a lot of deer out there. There's a lot of deer in the backyard. There was one deer. It was like a mama deer that was another, was chasing away another baby deer away from the food. They were at the bird feeder.
Okay.
So the mama deer kept chasing away this one little fawn. And it was like, oh, has the fawn been orphaned or where's the fawn's mom or whatever? And so I made the joke in front of the whole family.
No. Oh, no.
It's hard out there for a deer. And I thought, that's the reaction I got. That's the reaction I got right there. It's hard out there for a deer. And I got nothing. And I thought, you know what? This is a great dad joke off the top of my head. It's hard out there for a deer. Like, and I got nothing.
Oh, no.
I mean, right now, even nothing.
I feel bad, but I don't, like, it's, you
it's
usually
something
have better.
You totally would have said. It's hard out there for a deer.
I don't know.
Maybe they're not familiar with the whole thing.
I guess not. I'm sorry.
Okay. Another quick one here. On Monday, CBS show The Talk returns without Sharon Osbourne and without A-list guests. I guess the story is sources close to the situation say that Sharon Osbourne was the primary pipeline to book powerhouse Hollywood types. Now that she's gone, The Talk is struggling to find anybody that wants to be on the show.
I'm sorry, but that show did not book A-list guests anyway.
Trust me, there's a show that I never watched, and that is The Talk.
Yeah, and I'm not, like, saying I didn't watch it regularly, but I've never seen a headline with them having Brad Pitt on their show or someone like that. I'm not buying it.
To be fair, they say losing Sharon was a big mistake. She had power in Hollywood. She was the reason celebrities agreed to do the show. She's always contacting friends and getting them to come and chat.
That part I can understand, because she is definitely the biggest she was the biggest name on the show. So I can see that being, but I think saying A-list might be a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, I don't really watch. I'm not watching a lot of talk shows lately. I will give you a recommendation for this weekend. In and of Itself.
Okay.
I told you about this last Monday when I came back from vacation. My neighbor Brian told me about this one. It's called In and of Itself. And it's an hour and probably a half of, like, mind-bending, mind-altering stuff. It's not weird, hypnotic, psychedelic, anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's just like, holy crap. And it really makes you look at somebody in a whole different way. Because you look at somebody at Cub and you go, oh, there's a lady shopping for her family's food over at Cub. Well, that's all you know about her.
Yep.
But then you got to remember there's so much more to everybody. That's why you get mad at somebody at road rage.
Yeah.
Somebody will cut you off, and the only thing you know about them is they cut you off, and they honked at you like it was your fault.
Yep.
That's all you know about them, so you hate them, and you want them to drive into a semi.
Oh, God.
But you have to understand that everybody is something more than that, and that's kind of what In and of Itself is, but it's also mind-blowing at the same time.
Yeah.
Will you and Jake try to watch In and of Itself this weekend?
Yes, but expect me to, even though you've said the name of it 35 times, I will text you tonight and be like, what's the name of that movie? Because it's not an easy-to-remember one. Even though it is.
No, it's not. I had to look it up a couple of times itself. In and of Itself.
I started watching this show. It is not new at all. It has Joey from Friends on it, and he actually plays himself. And it's called Episodes. And it's these two British. It's so not new. But I have not followed, like, any of those shows that the Friends cast have done, other than Jennifer Aniston did that morning one with Reese Witherspoon. And that was more recent, and I liked it. But it's very funny. Two British people have, like, a successful TV show in London, and they like it here in LA, so they bring them over to write it. And then the LA people completely change their show. They're like, you need to cast Matt LeBlanc. We need to get him in it.
I'm writing it down. What's it called?
It's called Episodes.
Okay. Is that, what's the one with Michael Scott where he is called The Morning Show or something like that? Is it literally called The Morning Show?
It is. And that one is way different. That is serious. That is not funny.
You just reminded me, though.
But you should watch it. It's really good. That's the one with Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon.
Okay. The Morning Show.
And that one's on like HBO. No, Apple TV.
God, it doesn't matter. I subscribe to all of them. I know, we do. Yeah. I subscribe to everything. Same. I got a notification yesterday that is like, oh, thanks for renewing your Nintendo Switch Nintendo Club membership. And I'm like, what? I did what?
Yeah.
And so I looked at it, and sure enough, it had auto-renewed my annual Nintendo Switch Nintendo whatever club member. I haven't played my Nintendo Switch in probably 3 or 4 or 5 months, although a year ago, I spent 4 hours a day playing Animal Crossing.
You were very into it.
Way into it. So, here's the thing. Will I go back into my Nintendo account and stop my auto renewal for next year?
No,
because it's $19. You got to figure, okay, for a year, is it worth not bothering to do it for a year for $19? Same with every other service that you don't use. We'll be back in a second with the mixtape game. Jenny is hosting the mixtape game. We'll come back with that. Basically, here's the way it works. She gives us a scenario. Jenny, can you give us scenario number one? So for an example, then you'll hear the songs that myself and Fallon and Tina, all different life perspectives. I'm a neighborhood dad with kids in college, and Fallon's got a stepkid who's 12 and a baby who's like a year and a half. Jenny is childless, and she's so happy that she doesn't have to change diapers and things like that. So three different. Then Tina is a Disney nerd and just kind of an overall kind of a nerd. So everybody has a different life perspective. What's scenario number one?
Okay, well, this is a disclaimer. It's a fictional scenario. Just a heads up. You just got your COVID vaccine, and your dose gave you a superpower. What is your superpower, and what would your theme song be as you go around using that superpower?
Okay. We'll do it next on KDWB. And now, ready for our weekly competition. It gets dirty in here. It is the mixtape game on KDWB, the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. Now, the way the mixtape game works is basically you're given a scenario. For example, you are running the Olympic torch into the Tokyo Olympics. And as you enter the stadium, it is playing your entrance theme song. What is your entrance theme song? Now, that's not one of the real scenarios. No. We're going to start with the actual scenario. Let's meet all of our contestants this morning. First of all the way from somewhere in the southern suburbs, I want to say Apple Valley, it's Web Girl Tina. Hi, Tina.
What up?
Are you from Apple Valley?
Well, yeah, originally. I live in the good old SLP these days.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Is that Spring or St. Louis?
St. Louis Park.
St. Louis Park. Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Tina, welcome to the program, all the way from originally Fort Wayne, Indiana, now a resident of Minnetrashta, Minnesota.
Yes, I am.
It is Fallon Bonsett.
Thanks for having me. Keeping it trashy.
Okay, thank you. And then from uptown or downtown or the North Loop or wherever the party happens to be at that time.
Yeah.
With their girl, Jenny.
That's me. Okay. Jenny in the house.
Check out Jenny's jump roping skills on her Instagram, which I'd heard that she could jump rope, but I didn't know you were good at it. I mean, seriously, but you were in the Wizards jump rope performance team?
I was a traveling performing team. Where'd you travel to?
Down the block to your friend's house? Where'd you travel to?
We went down to West Bend, about 30 minutes south of Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
Did you win any competitions?
No, I never competed. We just performed at elementary schools for kids at like assemblies and stuff.
God.
There are a lot of girls that went on from my team to go perform and compete down in like Florida. I think Florida has the big like jump roping competitions. And if you watch YouTube videos of that, these people are insane.
Yeah.
But I do not have that skill that those people do.
Let's get started with the mixtape game on KWB. Weather Girl Jenny is given the categories and then also judging who comes up with the best song. And here we go.
Okay. You just got your COVID vaccine and your dose gave you a superpower. What is your superpower and what would your theme song be as you go around using that superpower today? I would like for Tina to start.
Okay, Tina.
Wow, I'm just so thrown off in that moment. Okay, so this is the superpower that I've always wanted. And it only makes sense that the vaccine would have done some sort of Spider-Man-ish to me. And it will have affected my brain to the point that I can read other people's minds.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. I can read whatever you're thinking. You can't hide from Tina. But I understand that that is a little odd, maybe even a little bit creepy. So this is my song.
God. Guys, imagine you entering a room and this starts playing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just walking past people, weirdly smiling at them.
Okay,
I wasn't expecting that with that song. I thought you were going to go with invisibility powers.
No.
So, but no, you're reading our minds. All right, okay. I got it. All right, Fallon, what do you have?
Okay, I know that this is cliche, but it's cliche as like the top choice superpower because it's so desired. And I chose this song to go along with my superpower. It'll explain it in the song. Because if it's good enough for Michael Jordan in the Space Jam film, it's good enough for my superhero song. Oh, what's that? I want to go to Europe today. Peace out.
Well, that's great.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Dave, you just got your COVID vaccine and your dose gave you a superpower. What is your superpower and what would your theme song be as you go around using that superpower?
First of all, shout out to the cliche twins, Basic One and Basic Two
here.
So cliche to you.
Not bad.
I want to fly. I want to read minds. Although I will say, would you rather be invisible or read minds? I think I'd rather be invisible, but then I don't want to read minds because I really don't know what people want to think about me. I mean, seriously, it sounds good. I think it would play with my mental health.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I choose a very different superpower that's practical and helpful. This is where I'm driving in traffic and somebody's in my way, like somebody's going slow in the left lane.
Yep.
Or somebody is just right in front of me and they're just like, they need to move over out of the way. Or then somebody is in the cub aisle and they're in front of the magazines blocking the aisle. My superpower is to gently, softly point Yoda-like to move. It's a very subtle superpower, but a very practical superpower. Here's our very cliche. We don't award cliches around here, do we, Jenny?
And yet you chose the most cliche song we've used over and over again,
Dang.
David.
Yeah, that might be, but my superpower is basically move, get out the way. Get out of the fast lane, get out of blocking the aisle of cub just by moving with my finger very subtly. Jenny, how much do I win by?
Okay, nope, that's not where we're going right now. We're going to talk about the cliche twins first, which are Fallon and Tina.
Hey!
Tina's song was great, but your superpower, not so much.
That sounds, I would love it, personally.
And then Fallon, I'm like, about your song, but obviously you chose the best superpower.
I did, yeah.
Dave chose an interesting superpower, but a cliche song. So I'm in a weird situation right now.
It is a weird spot, yeah, sorry.
But it is about the song, right? Not the superpower.
I'm the judge, and I would say it involves all factors here. So the one that I think nailed it with the best superpower and a song to go with it is Fallon.
Yes!
Oh, here we go. Here it starts again. Do we get any points for originality?
You chose a cliche song. I can't give you originality.
Yeah, but I tried to come up with an original superpower.
And it was interesting. But of all the superpowers in the world, you just want to simply make people move?
Get out the way.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's a subtle one. See, here's the problem with your superpower, Fallon.
Yeah.
You'd have to explain it to everybody. So it's like, oh, my God. Fallon just took off like she's wearing a jetpack. Oh, my God.
Who cares?
Then the government would do like they would want to do an ET on you. They'd want to dissect you. They'd want to like cut you open and find out why that makes you work. You would be the subject of countless studies.
That is true. I do agree with you. It would be like the age-old film Splash, ET, where they want to do studies. But you know you would crack, too. You wouldn't just do it in your private. You'd be, like, in front of people. You'd be like, oh, those Pringles are so close. And you'd bring them a little bit closer, and people would see it. And then people would know about your superpower, too.
This is why mine is the best.
No. Yours would wreck you.
Yours would just wreck,
everyone.
I can turn it off and on.
Oh, that way you
That's not
say
how
that
it works for Edward Cullen.
Okay, Fallon.
Twilight reference on the mixtape game today. All right, we're moving on to scenario number two. You got drunk at the twins' home opener. Good for you. And the next day, missed an 8 a.m. Zoom meeting with your boss. How do you handle the situation? Are you going to apologize, say you were sick? Are you going to be honest? Explain it with a song, Fallon.
there's something you guys probably know about me, which is that I live in a constant state of fear that I'm going to be fired. I'm a very insecure human, always assuming I am going to be axed. So obviously I go into this movie or this meeting knowing it is the end for me and it was a good run. I apologize. I'll just pack up my things. I'll be on my way. Goodbye. I loved you and my time here. Yes, thank you.
All right, I've heard enough of that one.
I know that song. How is that song anyway?
The classic Madonna.
Nobody knows that song anymore. That dried up old hag.
Oh, God.
Madonna. Good God. Let's try. Oh, so far, you've chosen Steve Miller, Madonna.
No, I didn't. I chose Seal.
Seal, also dried up old hag. Okay, so you got Madonna, you got Seal. Who's coming up next? Who's coming up next? The Rolling Stones? Okay.
I don't want to tell you and give you any spoilers.
All right, Debbie. Okay, can I go?
You can go, Dave. Okay.
So give me the scenario again.
You got drunk at the Twins home opener and the next day missed an 8 a.m. Zoom meeting with your boss. How do you handle the situation? Explain it with a song.
I explained to her that we were out of the Twins game. It was the Twins home opener. I'm like, boss, let's say her name is Caroline.
Yeah.
Caroline. Caroline, you know what? You got to understand, I did miss the Zoom meeting because the Twins were playing. Come on.
We're going to win, Twins. We're going to score, Caroline. We're going to win, Twins. What's that baseball? Stars. Cracked out a home run.
We'd be dancing around Caroline's desk, and she'd be like, you know what? Go ahead.
Yeah.
That's fine. Don't worry about it. You'll make the next Zoom meeting. You didn't miss anything anyway. We'd high five, and we'd go about our day.
I'm impressed you knew all the words to that. That's very impressive.
Oh, yeah, you know, I tried to put together the whole package.
Yeah.
All right, that was an interesting...
You want to skip Tina, because you know Tina's...
No, I don't. No.
Can we just skip Tina's and go on to round
three? No. We're still going to listen to Tina.
I'm sorry, we're going to pass up on your, play here.
Dave, you did a good job. It was an interesting choice.
We did hear it the first time then. Oh, my God.
Okay, Tina, what is your excuse for missing your 8 a.m. Zoom meeting because you got drunk at the Twins home opener?
Listen, I believe honesty is the best policy. You should just be straight with people.
That's what I did. Thank you, Tina. I win then. Thank
Dave,
you.
No, stop. Anyways, so I haven't been to a Twins game since like 2019, maybe even 2018. I don't know at this point. Mm-hmm. I have nothing to be sorry for except for having a great time. Dave, play my song.
Jeez, bold way to approach your boss.
My boss is a bored person. He doesn't care.
No, Caroline is pissed. She's like... This is the
disrespect.
Dave didn't even play my song.
All right, I've made my decision.
Oh,
okay. Oh God. It was so quick.
I don't like Fallon's song. You're out.
God, poor Madonna. No one said that. Okay.
We all know that Tina is actually a very kind person, and she would never shove sorry, not sorry
Can
in her
imagine?
Boss's face. She would never. It's a good choice, but it's not your personality, so I just can't go with that. So Dave wins.
Thank you.
We're going to win, Twins. We're going to score. We're going to win, Twins. What's that heavy.
So old school.
Shout a hip hooray, hooray. Cheer for the Minnesota Twins today.
Caroline, next time I'm going to take you, we're going to seats right behind home plate. I'll buy you a dome dog and a $12 beer.
Ooh, fancy, nice. Then.
All right, we're on to the last scenario. Dave has one, Fallon has one. Tina can maybe get one and tied up.
Probably not, though.
Pick a song that someone on the morning show would hate and tell us which person would hate it and why. Dave, go ahead.
Okay, you all hate this song. Fallon likes it a little bit. Jenny calls it so slow crap. Mm-hmm. I still am a supporter of this song, and I like this song a lot. Slow clap. Clap, clap, clap. Because y'all hate it, and it's a great song, and I'm sorry you're missing out on a hit song. Whatever.
I really should have realized that Dave would pick that song when I wrote up this category. Yeah, that was my bad. I apologize to everyone listening to the station right now.
As the judge, You got to admit that you hate that song. Yeah.
That's a good choice.
No better choice that I would know that you would hate, right?
Right.
Okay.
For me, yes. But we'll see what everyone else chose also. Okay. So Fallon, go ahead and tell us what song you chose that someone on our morning show would hate.
So I went through, I don't know a ton of artists that Tina hates, but Dave is very vocal about who he hates. So I had a list of ideas. Do I do The Doors? Do I do Beastie Boys? Do I do, you know, I went back and forth. But I went with this most recent hate-filled artist because he doesn't think she has talent. She's just like riding the coattails of her sister, which I totally respect.
Oh, God, yep.
But then I also looked at her catalog and found a song that, from the opening line, he would be pissed. And this is it.
I got so high that I saw Jesus.
I got so high that I saw Jesus.
He said it's all gonna be
cringy.
Yeah.
You just need me in your heart. Tennessee whiskey and love.
It's not even 21.
I got so high that I saw Jesus.
Yeah, I like that song. I like your voice better when you stole it from Billie Eilish. So, you know, that delivery, that voice, that Noah Cyrus, you got to be more original than stealing Billie Eilish's crap.
Oh, I knew he'd be pissed.
Good God. And by the way, can I tell you, the world has been a better place since Jim Morrison died of a drug overdose?
Oh, my God.
The Doors are the most god-awful, horrible, your dad band
I'm
going to
open text and see what people are
the
saying right now.
The world has been a better place since Jim Morrison died of a drug overdose.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Good job, Fallon. Tina.
Thank you.
Pick a song that someone on the morning show would hate. Tell us which person would hate it and why.
Honestly, I think everybody's real over this song and never wants to hear it again. Probably mostly Dave. But I'm just saying, like, what if tomorrow the boss man was like, hey, this is, again, the song of the summer. We're going to play it every other song.
Oh, God.
Hit it, Dave.
I like that song the first 3,000 times we played it in the same month.
Week? I was going to say week.
But after the 3,000 first time, I was like, can we play something else instead? Good choice, Tina. I respect your choice.
Oh, this is a tough one.
They're
this is
all
a tough
good.
One.
But I think
they are all hated. They are all hated. You can tell by the person that it was supposed to be hated towards.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that I was going to go with Fallon on this one.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is I feel like since Dave has never actually heard that song before, I don't feel like, I know you didn't have to hear the song before, mm-hmm. but I don't feel like it really fits. Like I wanted it to be something that you'd be like,
okay.
when you heard it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think because of that factor, I'm giving this one to Tina.
Oh, my God. I did it.
I thought it was going to be me. I really was like just about to stand up and accept my award. I had my speech in my hand. And so it's a three-way tie.
It is a three-way tie. So here is what is going to happen. This is going to be the luck of the draw right now. So you guys don't have to think very hard. I want you all to get your phones out right now and go to TikTok.
Okay.
And what I want is the first song that comes up on your feed, so it might be a random noise. The first song that comes up on your feed, I'm going to choose which song I like the most. So you'll have to play that into your microphone, and I'm going to choose which song I like the most.
Can I go with a song?
No, it has to be a song. Oh. I don't want it to be a sound. I want it to be a song since it is the mixtape.
This is Dave's.
Ooh.
Just like vibey.
Mm-hmm.
It's an ad to sign up to be a DoorDash driver.
Okay. Does that count?
It does count. It's a song. It works.
Okay.
Okay. Tina, what do you have?
Okay. Hold on. Let me swipe up so it starts. Oh, hello.
Oh. Oh, good one.
And it's a guy with his dog doing the thing.
That's a trend right now where you like are just normal in your car and then all of a sudden you're zooming down the highway and your hair is blowing and you have like
a scarf.
Yeah, a scarf around and like it's old lady style.
Yeah, they do it with their dogs.
Our old intern Hannah did it with her bulldog or French bulldog. It's all right. I think it's a bulldog. It's so cute.
All right, that's a good one, Fallon.
I have to find one that has sound.
Do you have what it takes to be our new movie?
Watch my glass. Dang it.
Oh.
Oh. Okay, so Bruno Mars, new song.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, Dave, you're out. I did it. Right. I know it was an ad. I know. That's and right. It is, like I said, it's the luck of the draw right now. So I'm going to go with Tina. She won. She won with Tina. Hers. Hold on. She's, got, she's trying to play it. That's Benny Blanco and Mike Posner.
Yeah, it is.
So Tina does. Oh, Tina came back and won this week.
She did. Yes, Tina.
Thank you, guys. Thank you,
but
Jenny.
Good job, everyone. You all did a fantastic job.
No.
We have a lot of texts coming in, David.
Okay.
Someone said, I don't know what this means. Holy F, Dave. I don't know if that was like a positive. They're into it. Someone else said, Dave, you rocked mixtape game. Genuine.
Thank you.
Someone else said, Dave is really tame this week with his bantering. Kudos. Ha, ha, ha.
Tame this week with my bantering?
I guess so. Okay. Isn't telekinesis a pretty basic B power? Come on, Dave. I didn't know that. Someone else said earlier when the Fly song was way more cliche of a song than your Move Ludacris song was. So I was more cliche. Also, someone else said that I got the song wrong. The song I picked is not from the Space Jam soundtrack. I Believe I Can Fly is, but they both are. You can Google the soundtrack.
Oh, are they both from there? Okay,
they're both
gotcha.
On there.
And
yeah, and so anyway, people are really like, I don't know. They said Tina does win that last round, so they did agree with you, Jenny.
Thank you.
No, Tina, you did a good job. I mean, you can see though that there has been a pattern of me not winning and me coming very, very close to winning.
I would like to state you won my week like 3 or 4 weeks ago, so you have won in the past month.
I won one time in the last 6 months.
Last time I didn't even win any categories.
Really? Not even one?
Not even one. It's very embarrassing, but it's true.
Ooh, maybe right. Leave that in the past.
That is the mixtape game on KDWB on the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. I don't want to out anybody, so I'm not going to say any names or talk about anybody in particular. But somebody texted me yesterday. They said, or the day before, they said, my friend lies about sleeping with wild players.
What?
And I'm like, really? Why does she do that? She says, because it gets her attention. And I said, well, why is she your friend? She's like, because she's my friend and I love her, but she lies about sleeping with wild players.
Did you get details? Like, did she go to a party and bring it up?
Okay. I asked via text. I'm like, well, tell me more. And she said, well, I don't really want to tell you more, but...
Because you'll share it on the radio.
She said there's just a lot of things that she, you know, lies about. And so it made me think of this bit that we haven't done in a while. It's called, If She Wasn't My Best Friend, I'd Kill Her. So what I would like to do now is to take phone calls from you or text, because if you're worried your best friend might be listening, unless she lives in Sacramento or somewhere like that, then you go ahead and out her. But call me and let me know, if she wasn't my best friend, I'd kill her, because I think that's what best friends would do. When my friend Brentley, before we broke up as best friends, I would want to kill him because he would call at the most unusual, inconvenient times and get mad and throw a little hissy fit because I couldn't talk on the phone at the moment.
Yeah.
So give me a friend that you would kill if she wasn't your best friend.
My friend Abby, now I know she doesn't clinically have OCD, but when we lived together, she drove me nuts because she would move everything in our house to where it was convenient for her. And like if my shoe sat at the front door for like 10 seconds, she would move them to my upstairs closet because everything had to be perfect. And it drove me insane because it's like, I didn't live in a dirty house, but I also didn't need it to be so over the top. And I'm like, I'm going to kill you. And I had to make a rule. She had to leave my shoes by the door for 24 hours before she could mess with them. Because I'm like, leave my stuff where it is. I'm not going to leave it there for a month.
Okay. If she wasn't my best friend, I'd kill her. I know you wouldn't literally kill her. You just want to strangle her into semi-consciousness.
What?
And shake her a little bit. Oh, if she wasn't my best friend, I'd kill her. Call me. Hey, if you don't want to call, that's fine. Text is fine. If you want to call, that's even better. Here's two numbers. The phone number is 651-989-KDWB. I like that song. It's got a little bit, maybe I've listened to Gwen Stefani too much, but it's got a little bit of that Gwen Stefani vibe in there. Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Did you see someone texted in said there is a remix to Slow Clap?
Oh my God. Jenny, can you find the remix to Slow Clap? I really do want to hear it.
Sweetie. Too.
Really?
Which is exactly the move.
I am there for it.
Okay, this is the move that all kind of older artists do, like Maroon 5.
Oh, absolutely,
they add a super hot artist feature in there to try to make it relevant.
That's exactly what they need to do. When Maroon 5, I mean, what's the station? What is that? Is that, that's not it then? Oh, you're working on other stuff then? Can you turn your volume switch off in there, Jenny?
I think it's on our end.
Amateur. Anyway, let me get into the, if she wasn't my best friend, I'd kill her. We got some texts here and some phone calls at 651-989-KDWB.
This text.
Let me get to the phone call first, yeah, if you don't mind. Fine. If no, you don't mind. Jackie from Malacca. Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
If she wasn't your best friend, you'd kill her. Not literally, but you'd like shove her in front of a bus.
What?
Yeah.
What would you do? What'd she do?
Well, she's actually my cousin, and she got into the habit of repeatedly calling me so much that we had to come up with a system of one phone call is, I just want to talk. Two phone calls is, I need you to call me back today. Three phone calls is like, it's an emergency.
Oh, my gosh.
So she'd call and leave voicemails, or you would just let it, like, what, let it, you wouldn't pick up?
No, we don't leave each other voicemails. No, that's...
So she would call...
Yep.
So,
just call.
Okay, just call. One was you want to talk. Two is what?
We need to talk today.
And then three is it's an emergency.
Yep.
Let me ask you a question, though. Was three ever really an emergency?
Yeah, they have been emergencies.
Okay.
You know, accidents with the kids, hospital trips.
Well, oh, God. That counts. Okay, yeah. That counts, yeah. But you love her. She's one of your best friends, but you still want to kill her sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know what? I think
I live up north where I don't really get much service anyways.
Oh, good excuse.
I moved up. You moved up north just to get away from your cousin, didn't you? That's a great excuse. It's like, you know what? I've used that in Colorado before. Absolutely. We have no cell service out in the woods in Colorado. And so sometimes somebody would call and I'd be like, oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I hate that.
I must not have got it because of the weak cell service. Oh, sorry about that. All right. Text me or call me. If she wasn't your best friend, you'd kill her.
Okay. Here's a text that made me laugh so hard. She calls chips and salsa, chips and sauce, WTF.
Okay, that would, you know what, seriously.
She's pregnant again and neither of them are working.
Oh, really? Okay.
Here's what, my bestie asks 10 million questions every single day. Sometimes I count how many questions she asked me in a conversation just to entertain myself. Someone else said, my BFF is so negative. There's nothing positive that ever comes out of her mouth. It drives me insane.
I think that there are people like that that don't realize that what everything that comes out of their mouth is negative, and that's just their nature.
Can I tell you that, just as a really quick story, I listened to a podcast yesterday with a therapist, and she said she had a client that was like that, and it drove her nuts to the point where she was dreading those sessions with her, and she's like, I don't want to be like that with the patient. So she said, when the woman sat down, instead of saying, how are you feeling, and getting the usual, like, terrible, she said, tell me some things that are going good in your life. And she had all these things going good. And she goes, why have you never shared these before? And she goes, because you've never asked.
Wow.
And so she's like, it shifted my whole perspective on how I work with clients. Instead of always being like, how are you doing? And letting them go down the negative rabbit hole. I will start it a lot of time with, tell me some good things going on in your life.
Maybe that's a good way to think. Ask yourself in the shower in the morning. It's like, instead of like, what sucks? Tell me some good things that are going on right now. We'll be back in a second with more. If she wasn't my best friend, I'd kill her. Plus... somebody has got a dilemma. It's kind of a group therapy, but it's mini group therapy. Their friend done them wrong. Here's a classic example. If she wasn't my best friend, I'd kill her. Next on KDWB. Twins won yesterday. Today we have rain, and then tomorrow's going to be cloudy and around 53. And then Sunday looks like decent day and about average 58 for a high. And it's not going to be the 80 that we had a couple of days ago, but it's not terrible.
We'll take it.
We were asked a little while ago because somebody was talking about how their friend lies and says she sleeps with wild players. And she knows she doesn't. I said, why she does do that? She said, because she lies about everything. So the theme is, if she wasn't my best friend, I'd kill her. We got some more text messages in at this special text short code, KDWB1.
When I go to public events with my best friend and she sees a girl in an unflattering outfit, she'll loudly say, woof.
Which just makes me laugh because it's so not what you would expect from a woman about another woman.
But you also would be so embarrassed to be with him. Like, oh my God. This one says, this is from Sydney. She says, ideal, when she means idea. She has a better education than that. I just want to scream at her when she says it, but I've given up already.
I got an ideal. Let's go to Rojo.
Yeah.
No, it's an idea.
Yeah.
My best friend always has to be right, even if we all know she's wrong. Yeah, let me tell you, I know somebody that I work with is that same way. I just want to let you know.
Who?
Don't worry, it's not you. It's not you. It's not Jenny either. It's not Tina. Here's one. She has a 6-year-old child, finally moved out of her abusive home from 22 years with her parents and moved in with an abusive guy and won't leave. I guess you would want to shake her. I wonder. I don't know anything about that, but I wonder if that's like just the norm to some people. So that's what they feel the most comfortable with. I'm not sure. Hey, thanks for all those. I appreciate that. If we missed anything, let me know. We got a little update. Not an update, but somebody wants to ask a question.
Okay.
And I just want to get your opinion. And Jenny, I'd love your opinion on this one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, KWB team. I have a situation that I just found out about my best friend and my ex-boyfriend. So put it all together. There's three people in this. The person who's writing, her best friend, and the writer's ex-boyfriend.
Yep.
My ex and my best friend slept with each other about a year ago. I just found this information about a week or so ago. I blocked my ex from all my social media and everything, but what should I do about my best friend? We've been friends for 8 years. Do I throw away our friendship for keeping this secret from me, or do I forgive her? Help. Thanks. Who cares what I think? Forgive her. She's your best friend, and when you boil it down, it was just a hookup.
Yeah.
And maybe it was a multiple hookup, but some people put so much meaning into sex, and sometimes people go, you know what? It was just sex.
Yeah.
You know, people do hook up.
I agree.
What do you think?
Well, I see. Like, I had so many questions. I was like, when we read this yesterday, I asked Jenny, I'm like, does it specify anywhere in there? Did they hook up while they were together? But it doesn't sound like it.
No.
It sounds like after they broke up, they hooked up. I had something similar happen to me, and it really wrecked me. I just like was like, of all the people in the entire world, why him? Like, why? And it really, really bothered me. We didn't live near each other, so it was like I had moved
he
away.
He was your ex, though, right?
He was, yeah. But it was like, we had been together for like 5 years, and then for her to hook up with him like a couple months, it just felt really unnecessary and weird. And so we aren't friends anymore. They actually got married. Good for, they belong together.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
And that's fine. It worked out. At the time, I was super salty, but it was easy for me because we didn't live by each other, so we didn't have like this super close relationship anymore anyway. I don't know, Jenny, what do you think?
So I've had also the same situation happen to me, and I think that you confront your best friend about it just because otherwise it's going to be weighing on your mind for a while. But you forgive her as long as she's not done anything else to you since then. Because I've had the situation where like something like that's happened and I forgave that person, but then it happened again. And finally I was like, no, like you're not being a very good friend at this point.
I was going to say, were you uncomfortable for her to be around your boyfriends after that? Because I would be like, maybe be like, oh,
because it always sort of felt like, unfortunately, we had the same taste in guys. Mm. And they always say friendships really work out when you don't have the same taste in partners.
True?
Not always, but like Tina and I are great friends because we do not have the same type. But it was like, it felt like a competition every time I liked someone almost, or if like we would be out somewhere and someone gave me attention at a bar, it felt like it was this competition between her and I to see who was going to get the most attention when I didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's why I forgave her right away. But when she did it again, I was like, this is a repeating pattern. Yep. And I think that it's not making me feel good about our friendship. So then I ended the friendship at that point.
That makes sense.
So what do you think? I mean, you don't have to call in. I just want to get you a little thought starter here. But she basically wants to know, I'm not going to give her name, but there's three people in the situation. There's the person who writes the letter, her best friend of 8 years, and then the letter writer's ex-boyfriend. We don't know how long ago they broke up, but let's say they broke up 4 years ago. A year and a half ago, the best friend slept with her ex-boyfriend, and she's mad about it. And she's like, what do I do? Should I dump the best friend? I say no. I say some people hook up sometimes, and then you regret it. Sometimes you just get that passion going and you just, next thing you know, you're hooking up and then you're putting your shoes back on going, oh, that was a bad idea.
Yeah.
So is your friend still nice to you? Are they still good to you? Or have you caught them lying about other things too? Then it's a different story.
Right.
I don't know. That I think my answer, nobody asked me. I mean, they kind of did.
They did.
Was it's your best friend. And for 8 years, don't throw that away because she hooked up with some guy that you used to date.
Yeah, I think that's a good call.
All right, what do you think? We'll be back in a second on KWB. So they ask people, what's the number one thing you dislike about yourself? What do you think it is? And maybe yours is different. Maybe you're really happy with this one. But they ask people, what's the number one thing you dislike about yourself? We'll cover that on You Can't Make This Stuff Up. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's brought to you by Arthur's Jewelers. We did get a few texts on the hooking up with the ex thing.
Yeah, so basically a woman wrote in and she said that her best friend of 8 years slept with her boyfriend after they had broken up, so a year and a half ago, and she just found out. She didn't find out from the friend. I don't know how she found out. She's like, well, what do I do? Do I dump the best friend? What do they say?
It feels like very polarizing because someone says exes are always off limits. And that really? Usually okay. is kind of like a motto, like for people. But someone else said, I think as long as they didn't hook up right after they broke up, it shouldn't be a huge deal. And someone else said, it really depends on how long ago they broke up. But I'm pretty sure her email says they broke up a year ago. But we don't know how
No, that's long... when they hooked up a year ago.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I don't know how long into, the breakup.
That really plays a big part into it. Yep. So good answers. Can you guess the number one thing that people dislike about themselves?
I mean, I would assume it's one thing.
Do you want to guess what it is?
Weight.
It is weight, yeah. The overwhelming majority of us share an insecurity about our weight. 51% said our weight was the number one thing we disliked about ourselves. Far behind in second, according to the people who answered the survey, was the way they sometimes treat their family.
Oh.
Followed by the way they sometimes treat their partner. 11% said the way they make a first impression was the thing they disliked about themselves most. Followed by the way they dress. Those are really weird. I've never thought about the way I treat my family. I've been pretty good to my family. I wasn't very nice to my parents when I was younger, but what 13-year-old boy, 15-year-old boy is, I treated them much better when they were older until I told my mom that you drive me up the blanking wall, and she never let me forget that I one time told her you drive me up the blanking wall. The way you treat your partner, I think we all worry sometimes about the way we treat our partners. Like, are we nice enough to them? Yeah. They're usually so nice to us, and sometimes we're like, yeah. Whatever. 11% said the way they make a first impression was what they disliked about themselves. That's weird. Okay.
I wonder if it's because, I mean, well, everyone has their own thing. Some people are like, oh, I'm so awkward. Or you're quiet, and so you're more of an introvert, so that makes you uncomfortable to, like, meet new people. It could be a mixture of things.
Can I tell you a revelation, an epiphany moment that I had? And I might have told you this before. If you have an awkward conversation, the other person always blames themselves. Always.
Okay.
So, I mean, unless they are super outgoing and they know that you are the not very good conversationalist. But if you have an awkward social encounter, don't be too hard on yourself because the other person almost always blames themselves. I'll give you an example. The way I really learned this was Corey Foley was dating a guy named Jeff.
Okay.
And Jeff and I were flying somewhere together with a radio station. Let's say we're going to Disney or something. And Jeff and I had a layover together. And Corey wasn't with us, so we're having lunch at a Fridays at the airport.
Yeah.
And the conversation was a little bit awkward. It was a little bit awkward. I don't remember why. It's just, you know, I didn't know Jeff that well. It was a little bit awkward. And Corey told me later, she said, Jeff feels so bad about the dumb, awkward conversation. It's all his fault. All he could think about was how he wasn't adding anything to the conversation.
Oh, no.
And I thought, Jeff did just as fine or badly as I did.
Yeah.
But that's the interesting thing. If you are an awkward person, remember, when you have an awkward encounter, the other person's going to blame themselves for it. You're off the hook.
That's a good call.
No.
I read like one of those books, like How to Make Friends, like a super old, you know, like
How to Make Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie.
It's a classic book.
It's never gone out of style.
Yeah, and it's still fantastic. But one of his things is he says that everyone will think you're really a really great conversationalist if you just make it all about them. Like you could sit there and not say one thing about yourself, but if you ask them a million questions, they'll leave the conversation being like, that's a great guy or that's a great woman. Like they are really... That was a great conversation because they got to talk it's about like, themselves the
I didn't
whole time.
Say anything. They talked about it. Very true. Hey, a couple of other quick things. Music is addictive. According to research at a McGill University in Montreal, music makes us feel good because it triggers the reward center in our brains. Because of that, music can be as addictive as fast food, money, and alcohol. So if you had to quit music or alcohol for a week, you'd suffer from either one.
Yeah,
I think that's really true. There's music that like makes us feel good because it either takes us to a happy place or takes us back somewhere or makes us feel good or distracts us.
I would choose alcohol to get rid of easily.
Would you really? You're not a big drinker, though.
I don't really drink. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I do occasionally. I have a little crack one open day, throw it back.
We get your chance to win all 13 of Taylor Swift's favorite things. Check this out.
It's
Taylor Swift's Fearless Weekend. This weekend is it one of those text to win contests. It says here, Fallon, one lucky fans get an autographed guitar, a personalized lithograph, plus 11 more secret surprises picked by Taylor herself, all thanks to 13 management.
What if one's a cat?
It could be a cat.
Wow, that's a surprise.
Keep listening right here for your chance to text and win. I don't know when this starts, but it says right here, maybe you'd listen this weekend. Go to KDWB.com and click the contest tab for more information. So apparently all this weekend, We'll give away 13 of Taylor Swift's favorite things. That's kind of cool. I don't know when it starts. They didn't give me enough details on this one, but we'll run with that. It sounds kind of cool. We'll be back with Dave's Dirt coming up in a minute on KDWB. 61% of Americans now think this should be a thing in the country. 61% of us say this should be a thing that we should all be able to do. I'll tell you about that coming up.
Also, we talked about Katy Perry having the big Vegas residency, and with things opening up more, they're announcing another big one. I don't know that this is a show you'll go to, Dave, but I think Jenny would. I'll tell you who it is coming up in Dave's Dirt.
It's Dave's Dirt on 101.3 KDWB.
Hey, major star party announcement coming up on Monday, April 19th with the Dave Ryan Show. And I know you're not going to write that down and put it in your phone, but I just wanted to let you know star party is coming up. And we'll tell you all about it in a week from Monday. All right, this is kind of a funny story. Back in 1965, a guy decided he wanted to fly from Australia to the UK.
Okay.
He couldn't afford the flight. So he mailed himself.
What?
He mailed himself. He's still around. He's now writing a book about it, and he's trying to track down the two guys who helped ship him. Because I guess when you're going to ship yourself, you've got to have somebody put you in the box.
Yeah.
Tape the box shut. Take it down to the UPS store. And then ship you off. So he's lost. I'll let him tell the story.
It was the stupidest thing I've ever done in my life. Terrifying. I spent most of my time, I think, in trying to control myself, i.e. calm myself down, because I didn't know whether I was dreaming it, whether it was actually happening. Was I dreaming about it? Was it a nightmare? Was I really there? And then in between all that, of course, I couldn't breathe properly half the time, couldn't move. Certainly after the first, I don't know, perhaps 36 hours, my muscles were all seizing up.
God, I wonder how long that took. He's in a box. He's probably got food and water in a bathroom, some sort of a facility, and then maybe some snacks like some pretzels or some graham crackers or a beef stick or something like that, maybe a Big Mac. But
other than a bottle, like what could you really have for a bathroom in a box? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. That's why I can see he's writing a book about it.
It's so crazy. And he says at the very beginning, the dumbest thing he's ever done. And yeah, that would be like, panic attack. Overload.
I got an idea for a bit.
I don't like
Let's mail you somewhere. Me? Yes. Okay.
Might be cheaper to fly me. I'm a heavy cargo load.
9-year-old gives her grown-up sister a pep talk. This 9-year-old giving her 25-year-old sister some advice.
It's not going to help. Okay, if you want to do something, you do it. If you want to go to a bar, go to it. If you want to go to outer space, you go to outer space.
Okay?
If you want that dream job, you get that dream job. Okay?
Okay. I'm going cross-eyed looking at your leg.
That's what I expect.
Okay.
Wow, very demanding child.
This kind of an inspiring little story. It's very short. Guy ran. He ran from Disneyland in California to Disney World in Florida. His name's Don. He's 59. He's got type 1 diabetes, and he did it to show that people with diabetes can still dream big. Here is Don.
Security guard said, "Oh, are you the runner?" And I thought, oh, my God. You know, here's the escort off Disney property. And
I love you guys. This is the best surprise in the world.
I've just been on cloud 9 since then.
I will say that is really amazing, and it makes the Twin Cities Marathon seem a whole lot more doable. I'm thinking about doing Twin Cities Marathon.
I thought you said you were done with marathons.
I don't know, Fallon. I feel like I got one more left in me. I feel like I had to do something. It. I don't know. It's a lot of training.
I mean, I wouldn't, but I think you could. You know what I'm saying?
No, thanks also, for your support.
That guy just totally ripped off Forrest Gump, okay? Why'd you do it?
Well, did he really?
I don't know. Just felt like running.
Are you team Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson? There's a running joke now on social media where people are picking sides based on the vaccine that they got.
Only hot people get the Pfizer vaccine.
Woo!
If you got Moderna, then I don't know what to tell you, Queen.
Oh, sorry,
this message is brought to you by Pfizer gang.
Hey, that is the dumbest thing it ever. Is so dumb.
They didn't even hit Johnson. The three of us got a different one each.
Yeah, we think we really did. Yeah, Jenny got vaccinated, and
she got Johnson and Johnson.
And E. White, who was on this week, he went to Stillwater. I think he got Pfizer.
No, he got Moderna like you. Okay. And then Tina and I got Pfizer.
Okay, gotcha. Somebody asked me. Shout out to Turin Dermatology. They gave me the Moderna shot, and I was just talking to Natalie, who works over there. And she heard me talking about how I got it there. And we just called. We didn't get any favors or anything. We just called and we got it set up. and just like anybody else. But then Natalie said, "Did you?" She just texted me this morning. "Did you have any side effects?" No, none. None. Mm-hmm. Not the sniffles, not congestion, not headache, aches, nothing. The only thing was a little bit of sensitivity in the arm area.
Yep.
And it still hurts a little bit. I got it, you know, 48 hours ago, but I'm fine. Healthy as a horse, Fallon.
I guess you're going to be fine then. If it hasn't hit you yet, I would say you're fine.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah. There was a place, I think, in South Carolina or California. It doesn't really matter where, but it was interesting that they renewed a bunch of Johnson & Johnson vaccines. And I guess a bunch of people got blinding headaches and nausea right after. Because usually when they give it to you, they say, hey, hang out in the lobby or go sit in your car for 15 minutes just to make sure nothing really bad happens.
Yep.
So I guess they got sick, so they halted it. But they said, you know what? That every vaccine, there's always a risk that something can affect you wrong. So
yeah, I definitely had the worst reaction, but Jenny had mild side effects.
Yeah. I just was like feverish yesterday and felt pretty weak. So once I got home, I pretty much laid in bed most of the day. And then I woke up sweating a few times last night. But then when I actually woke up this morning, I felt fine. So I'm good today.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah.
Again, the vaccines are more and more and more available. Also, marijuana, more and more and more popular. Pot is so popular, they found out that 61% of American adults believe that marijuana should be legalized nationwide. Despite more and more states legalizing, pot is still criminalized on the federal level.
I don't smoke weed, but I also don't care. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care. If it was legal here, great.
Same. I don't care either, except the only thing is, tell me the truth. Do you get annoyed and you smell it more and more often?
Mm-hmm.
Walking around randomly downtown, somebody drives by, they're getting baked in their Volvo, and they drive by and you smell it, and it's like it's an unmistakable smell.
Oh, totally.
It annoys me a little bit. Like if you get on the elevator and you can tell somebody was just smoking weed on the elevator, because a lot of people, just like smokers, can be careless and rude. A lot of weed smokers can be like, you know what? I'm going to do what I want to do. This is my freedom to do it. So they'll do it on the elevator or walking down High Street or Third Street or whatever.
No, I do, but it's the same as cigarette smoke. Like, I mean, yes, the other day, and this isn't even like someone's fault. I was at a hospital. I parked to let my mom in. And when I was getting in my car, the car next to me, their window was open and they were smoking in their car. And it just grossed me out because I could smell it. But I'm like, they're in their own car. I can't say or do anything.
Yeah,
you know what
right.
I mean? But I definitely like get that vibe. Like if I walk into work and I have to walk through, because the smoker's area is right by the door, which makes a lot of sense. So I have to walk through it to get in.
I was down by the station a couple of days ago, and here comes a car. Two men in the front seat. In the back is a baby seat in the middle, and two women on each passenger side in the back. And there was smoke drifting out of this car. And I'm like, I was really disgusted because they're smoking in the car with the baby.
It's also really weird for the car seat to be in the middle. I don't really see that. Usually it's on one side.
Yeah, for whatever reason it was. So anyway, how do you react, Jenny, when you're like walking around downtown, or let's say you're by Lake Calhoun a whole lot?
Yeah, I was
most people
say,
don't smoke on Lake Calhoun because you're walking.
No.
But you'll hear, or do they?
People smoke around the lakes in uptown all the time.
Yeah.
You can always tell when you walk past someone who's just smoking.
Does it bother you? Does it annoy you?
No, it doesn't, but I think I'm a little more open-minded when it comes to that because I do have so many friends that smoke weed very consistently, and they're all very successful human. So I feel like there's a stigma that if you do it, you're just
like... Oh, there absolutely is. Yeah, there's a stigma. There's a stereotype that goes with mm-hmm. your typical weed smoker. Yeah.
Some of my most successful friends are weed salespeople in Denver, and they make a ton of money, and they smoke a lot because that's the industry that they're in, and they believe in weed too themselves. So I don't care that much. I would be annoyed if I was in a public building and I smelled it because I don't think you should be doing it inside. But when I smell it around the lakes, I don't really care.
Well, I think it's just like anybody who smokes cigarettes. They're the courteous ones,
mm-hmm.
and then they're the ones who will smoke it on the elevator right before you got on it, or in the building, or walking through the hallways, or whatever. E. White, the nighttime DJ, he smokes a ton of weed.
Okay, does he?
He smokes a ton of weed.
So.
No, he does.
Oh.
You weren't here.
Oh.
We had a deep, deep dive discussion. He smokes a ton of weed. As a matter of fact, he gave up weed for Lent. And Columbia had to lay off 15 farmers.
Oh, my God.
They had to lay them off.
Oh,
so
no.
It was
kind
of crazy.
You better get back on it, then.
Well, I know. There's people with families to feed in Columbia.
Exactly.
So what do you got in the dirt? What do you got in the dirt? What are you bringing to the table?
Well, it's funny because we talk about this off the air, and you can use your line, Dave. there's going to be a Zed Las Vegas residency. Are you going to go check it out?
I wouldn't cross the street to see Zed.
That's what he said.
Well, I wouldn't. And I know, yeah, and you said you wouldn't even take the free ticket, so don't throw me under the bus.
I know, but what I said was, that sounds like a late night show. And I said Jenny would go.
Yeah, no, Zed wouldn't go on until at least midnight. He'd have three to four openers, and he wouldn't actually go on until midnight, and the show would go till 2, 3 a.m.
What time is Celine Dion coming on?
Exactly.
I would go see Celine Dion or Katy Perry, because I figured they'd be done at a reasonable hour.
Yeah, I agree. Now, there's this new casino they're opening, and they're like trying to come out like big. It's called Resorts World, and it does, I don't go to Vegas, but they seem pretty lit because they're the ones doing Katy Perry also. It's not confirmed yet, but let's be honest. We know she's going to book it. It's like a 5,000 capacity theater. And now there's on Thursday, Zed revealed he's the first resident headliner for Resorts World's nightclub called Zook. And he will also work for their day club.
It's just kind of weird with Vegas stuff like that because there's DJs all over Vegas at every club that are exactly like Zed.
Yep.
So it doesn't feel like they should be put at the level of like Celine Dion and Britney Spears. Like, I can admit that. So it's weird to me because like Steve Aoki is also a big DJ and he's on in all these clubs already anyways.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like it's just something that Zed would do in Vegas regardless.
Yeah, it seems different. Like you just pay your normal nightclub admission and they're there.
Exactly.
You're not buying a ticket to a concert necessarily. Yeah, I get that.
I snuck into Calvin Harris's back area at a Vegas club.
Does he know?
He doesn't know. I was like half intoxicated. It was a beach or a pool party. And I just ran past the security guard when he wasn't looking at one point.
Good God.
But and then I grabbed my friend and dragged her with me. And then a few minutes later, I thought I had lost my purse because I was intoxicated. And then I got stressed and I was like, let's leave. So I didn't get to enjoy it at all. But I was like 10 feet from Calvin Harris the entire time.
Wow.
That's kind of cool. You know what? You really make me want to go to Las Vegas. And it also reminds me that Vegas changes constantly.
Yep.
I mean, when your parents used to go to Las Vegas in the 70s or the 80s or whenever they went to Las Vegas, it's a totally different town with a totally different vibe than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to, I used to live in Las Vegas a long time ago, and they were trying to make Las Vegas more kid friendly so people would bring their kids and drop them off at the water park or the go-kart track or the arcade or the whatever. And then they realized that's not what people want in Las Vegas. They want a place where there's like perceived secret sin.
Yeah.
So in other words, you go to Las Vegas, you're going to have something happen. You're going to hook up. You're going to do cocaine with somebody. You're going to eat sushi off of some naked male dancer's chest. And so that's what they want now is they, well, don't you think when you go to Las Vegas, something happens in Vegas that you want to stay in Vegas?
Yeah,
I would say your kids along.
I've been there 3 times and I would say there's multiple stories each time that
would
should stay there.
Would you say though that Vegas is the most scandalous city in the U.S.?
That's Austin, Texas.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah. I would say New Orleans might be.
New Orleans, I don't know. I would say
Miami.
Okay, we'll be back in a second on the Dave Ryan Show. Stupid criminals, they're everywhere. Well, not everywhere, but they're here and there. What do you got for us, Fally B?
Oh, sorry about that. My headphones were unplugged, which is very, very unprofessional. All right, this one comes out of a Walmart. Here's a tip. If you fall in love with a stranger online and they say the best way to prove your love is with 6 figures worth of Xbox gift cards, they're probably not that into you.
Oh, God, really?
Or even into video games, I would say. So there's a 63-year-old guy named Kenneth who worked at a Walmart in West Virginia. And during the last 4 months of 2019, he stole $123,000 worth of gift cards. He would activate prepaid MasterCards and Xbox gift cards and say they were paid for in cash, but he wouldn't actually put cash in the register.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Then he'd send the gift cards to someone he'd met on Facebook. When the cops busted him, he told them he was sending the gift cards to a woman named Paulina who lived in Belgium, and he even had a picture of her. The cops say, quote, he was actually being scammed, but he believed it was real.
Wow.
As far as we know, they have no idea who Paulina is. And now Kenneth is facing up to 20 years in prison for 3 federal wire fraud charges.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
any gift card, anybody who's asking you for gift cards, just to me, it's like a red flag. It's like kind of like that spam email that is like, hey, your PayPal password needs to be reset for you. Sometimes you're like, oh, I better go reset that because somebody tried to break into my account.
Yep.
You just got to dig a little bit deeper and then click on the return address and be like, it's a bunch of numbers with a Z at the end.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, okay, that's not from PayPal.
No, no, there are your felonies.
All right, coming up on KWB, Sunday is National Pet Day. And according to a survey in honor of the holiday, I've got the most popular pet in the U.S., followed by number 2, and 1% of people who own a pet what? 1% of people own a pet what? All right, we'll cover that for you. But also, I got to mention this one because we're doing the big walk for animals. We do this every year. We love animals. We're big pet supporters. I want a white rat. It seems they're harder to come by than I thought. And so we're doing the big walk for animals. It's a virtual walk, and you can sign up if you want to walk in. It's a virtual, you know, on your own walk. But also we need sponsors, and our goal is $5,000. I haven't checked, but I want to make sure that if, you know, we get a chance to ask you, if you can go to walkforanimalsmn.org, walkforanimalsmn.org, and then at the top, there's a donate button. Okay, click on that. Then we'll search for Team KDWB if you can make a donation.
We're at $1,562. I get, like, emails when we get donations, and it's been, I said, any donation is great, like $10, $20. We have been getting a lot of, like, $10 and $20.
Love it.
Which is fantastic. But because of that, we've been at, like, $1,500-ish for almost 2 weeks now.
I'm going to play slow clap all day on Monday until we reach our goal of $5,000.
I don't think Rich is going to allow that. I think you had to pick a different song. I think you have to pick a song we actually play.
You know, Rich will be the one donating. He's like, oh, my God.
Forget
how much farther do you have to go? Coming up on KDWB, we'll get your pet fun facts for you for National Pets Day on the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show.
For more information about contests on this station.
Wait, hold on 1 second. There's a misfire over there. Hold on. Yeah, here we go.
It's time for Dave's Dirt on 101.3 KDWB.
Thank you, Natalie. And let's get to your pet fun facts here on KDWB because Sunday is like National Pet Day.
Yeah.
So we're going to cover that really quick here. The most popular pet of the U.S. is a dog. 45% of people who own a pet have a dog. Cats are second at 30%. So it's the percentage of people who have a pet.
Okay.
The rest of the most popular 10 are the fish, the birds, the hamsters or gerbils, horses, snakes, guinea pigs, lizards, and tarantulas. Yep, 1% of people who own a pet have a pet tarantula. 10% of people say their pet is their best friend. 10%. I kind of get that. When I would say Josie is right there. She's my buddy.
Name the most popular movie you can think of featuring a tarantula.
A tarantula? Okay. There is definitely a I'm thinking of an old Brady Bunch episode where somebody had a tarantula. And they were in Hawaii and a tarantula was going to kill one of the kids. Okay. What about you featuring a tarantula?
Home Alone, hands down.
Oh, God, of course. Yeah. Crawls across his face.
There is Arachnophobia, which was like a really, like, if you went back and watched it now, I would actually want to go back to see how horrible it is. Because it was like, during that craze of movies where they would, like, what happens if all of this one creature invades? Like, remember they had the bird.
Snakes on a plane.
Snakes on a plane. They've had that. They've had, you know, birds. Sharknado, birds. Yep. Yeah. But that Home Alone is by far, I feel like that tarantula movie star should have a, I think that tarantula should have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
11% of people say they specifically hang out with their pets. Okay. And finally, 10% have conversation with their pets. I don't have conversations, but I will say, oh, Josie, you're my baby. Mm-hmm. You're my baby. Do you want a treat? Josie yacked all over the carpet last night. I was literally texting Jenny and Fallon at the moment. And I heard that awful sound that says two things. I'm on the carpet, I'm not on the hardwood, and I'm about to puke.
The worst.
And so she was on the carpet, and then she stood in one place and must have walked as she puked. And I'm like, oh.
Look for the trail. This gives you a little extra
trail.
To
clean up. It looked kind of like the letter.
No description
F,
needed. No description
actually.
Needed.
And a couple of other quick things for you. I love this story from Channel 5. Channel 5 Eyewitness News gets a shout out today for coming up with a great story. And this is a kid in Stillwater who decided that they're going to take the family car down the minivan for a little ride. Here's the part of the story. The Stillwater police said an officer was on routine patrol on Sunday, 9:38 p.m. when he saw a tan Chrysler minivan headed south on 2nd Street North toward Mulberry Street. The officer turned to drive past the van after seeing it stop at the middle of the street, and he saw a 10-year-old kid in the driver's seat. So after a somewhat of a pursuit, including the van driving backwards, I don't know how that happened.
Nope, no idea.
They got the kid out, put the kid in the back of the squad car, and asked the kid, "What are you doing?" "Well, Dad's drunk. Dad told me if I want breakfast, I better go down and get breakfast myself, so I'm going down to get Cheerios." Oh, my God, this is horrible.
Yeah, oh, my God.
So the cop drives the kid back home. Parents are sleeping. They wake the kid, they wake the parents up. The parents are not drunk. The parents are just as surprised as anybody else to find out that little Jimmy, or whatever his name is driving the car to get Cheerios. Jimmy had not only stolen the car, but then lied to the cops about it.
Yeah, not a great early start to like their relationship with law enforcement.
Now, they talked to eyewitness Peggy Knutson, who lives across the street from this family.
What'd she say?
That's a quote from Peggy Knutson,
quote.
Who lives across the street. And now the rest of the dirt. What do you got, Fallon?
Well, almost half Americans want to see Dwayne The Rock Johnson run for president. They did a poll, and 46% of respondents would be okay with the star campaigning for the White House. They weren't as in favor as for Matthew McConaughey running for Texas governor, because he said he might run for Texas governor. Only 41% said they'd be okay with it. But that's what Jake said. He had read that, like, that's the reason The Rock is doing this show he's doing. It's like Young Rock, and it shows all the stuff he went through in his life kind of in a comical way. Almost like here's me airing out all my dirty laundry so you know everything about me so that he can run for the president of the United States.
So you get it out of the way first. Yeah. So if there was a nude picture of The Rock, it won't come up while he's campaigning.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a common defense tactic. You get that out of the way, and mm-hmm. you make it look like I want to put that out there.
Yeah, so that's what they're saying he's doing with that show. The show's really funny. I like the show. So even if he doesn't run.
The Rock has a show? I don't watch TV like that much.
Yeah.
I mean, I do, but not that. What is it again?
I think it's called Young Rock, but it shows him through different phases of life. So it's him now sitting down, interview style, telling the story of his life. And it'll go to when he's a little kid, to when he's a teenager, to when he's in college football, and like kind of show the terrible decisions he made. Also how he was raised by like this. His father's ridiculous. His father is a wrestler, and his father is ridiculous. He's like one of those like kind of like lies and thinks he's bigger than he is, because like all the other, like Andre the Giant's way bigger than he is, but he's friends with them and he gets jealous of him. And so this weird life he grew up in. Because I think to grow up in a life where your family's, like, your dad's a professional wrestler is mm-hmm. kind of a weird family to, like, or, like, a unique lifestyle to grow up in.
For sure.
But it's very funny. It's very, did you ever watch that Chris Rock show when he was, like, supposed to be younger? Life of Chris or whatever it was called?
Everybody Hates Chris.
That must be. Yeah. I didn't watch it, but I think it's maybe kind of a take on that. Because it's kind of, it's supposed to okay. be funny and a little bit dramatic, I'm guessing.
I would like The Rock because I think that he comes from a hard-working background where he earned his success.
He did, yeah.
And nobody handed it to him. And I think that would be probably somebody who would appreciate,
yeah.
you know, taking advantage of opportunities and not expecting people to hand you stuff.
He's super successful. And my husband, Tina and I talked about this one day. Most of us have, I know that you're probably not falling in this category necessarily, Dave, but most of us have like someone we follow that like almost anything that they like put their name behind, you buy. So
Bella Thorne.
Wow, didn't see that coming.
I know, but anyway.
But Tina has one, and like every time this girl releases new workout gear and stuff, she buys it.
Bella Thorne.
And what are you talking about? And I have a girl, and like she always releases dresses, and every time she does, I buy them. Jake is like that with The Rock. He'll be like, oh, The Rock has a new tequila. Gotta go try it. The Rock has a new protein. Gotta go try it. So he loves The Rock so much. I always say he would leave me for The Rock, and I would leave him for The Rock. He's our universal, him and Zac Efron are our universal love language.
That'd be the weirdest love triangle if you're both in love with The Rock. Okay. No,
it would be.
Wrap it up. The Dave Ryan in the Morning Show is out of here for the weekend. Hey, check out the Buzz Show, The Minnesota Goodbye. We do a podcast after the show, and it's got just kind of an interesting mishmash of different things, including something happened to Jake in the bathroom
mm-hmm.
and why Susan is out of town all next week, and just some different things we didn't get to on the show. So thank you for listening. We appreciate you, and thanks for texting and emailing, and we'll see you Monday here on KDWB.